addiction specialist Michael Mothan is going to talk about something that certainly is different. Yes, blackout drunk between spring break and St. Patty's Day. Bing drinking in March is madness. It is the first day of the spring break, and many students are out of town. Baptist St. Anthony's Hospital has it, and I'll tell you something right now. It's great to have Michael with us today to talk about this binge drinking. Good morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Hartford, Connecticut. How are you this morning?
Hey, Michael. How are you? Brad and Paul here. Michael, I work on a college campus, one of my other jobs here, and I have to say, reading this, it's all, you know, listen, I see this too, and I hear this from some of our security people. The amount of binge drinking I've seen. Now, look, we all went to college. I went to college. We drank. But I think it's a disturbing trend here, Michael, that it's not just college drinking we're talking about here. We're talking about among young people, and particularly, Michael, among young women. I know it's a problem here in Connecticut and several areas, just binge drinking to the point of people passing out. And as we see thousands of deaths across the U.S., across any given year.
And it's a real deal, and it's scary. And alcohol is a very deadly drug. It's the deadliest one of them all. It's a slithering snake. And, you know, my guess and my theory behind this is that, you know, why do they do it this time of year? It could be seasonal. You know, the weather's changing. It's getting warm. It's a break from stress. And it's kind of like, you know, I just want to go do me. I'm just going to let go. And the first sip of alcohol that hits their mouth and hits their stomach, they finally feel relaxed. And the allergy takes over, the disease takes over. Yeah. And we just want one more and don't want to go back to the way we used to feel.
Michael, one of the things that people are concerned about, I know that the young women... young women are right there too. Is that one of the things that is upsetting probably more to you than it is to have a young guy there?
It is, and I think it goes deeper than that. You know, I've studied this for my whole life. I'm in active recovery instead of active addiction today. And my theory behind that is that, you know, the reason why we see it so dominant in young women is because they're searching. They're searching for that spiritual leader of their life. And a lot of women that I do talk to and that reach out for help are looking for that. And they're just trying to feel loved. And unfortunately, this mean devil of alcohol gives them that false lie of, you know, sense of security, and they don't want to let go. So we just keep doing more and more until we eventually black out, and unfortunately some of us die.
Yeah, it's and again, I've seen it in colleges all around here, all around this state, Michael, and I've talked to security people and police, and they do see the difference here. This isn't like, again, the college drinking that I did and many of my peers did, where, yeah, you had a number of beers on a Friday or Saturday night, but I never remember the amount of people. We're talking about people blacking out, people passing out drunk.
Right,
and
out.
And especially young women doing this to the point of, you know, you say the whole mental aspect, but to the point of being physically injurious to their health with such a large amount of alcohol that they're taking in.
And it's a disease. I mean, and once again, as we talk about the alcohol so much, but what is it? It's a symptom. You know, it's an outward expression of an inward problem.
Yeah.
You know, and so in order to address this, we got to look at the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. We as a society, we keep watering the leaves, wondering why the tree's dying. And we got to get to the root. And the root is that these women, I mean, look at the pressure that they're under today as opposed to when you and I were in college.
Yeah.
You know, with social media and trying to be fit in and all the peer pressure that they're under, It doesn't surprise me at all. So what's the solution? The solution is to get honest and then to admit that we have a problem and reach out for help. We start talking about our feelings instead of drinking our feelings. And that's what I'm seeing and hearing today.
Let me ask you about the drinking and if this is so. Excessive drinking is responsible for more than 4,300 deaths among teens. Is it that much?
It is. You know, we lose someone every 8 minutes to alcohol. Alcohol is the deadliest one of them all. I mean, it is a slithering snake. It will slowly strip you of everything. It slowly tells your brain that you're in control. Realistically, it starts telling you that you are God and everyone is not. And that's why it's so deadly.
Addiction specialist Michael Molfan. We'll keep an eye on it. Michael, thank you. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. No, Brad, it's a problem.
I didn't realize.
No, it's bad. No, it's really...
I know you have been on the campuses and everything.
It's really bad.